What's happening? The city of New Westminster has proclaimed June 5 to 11 as Seniors Week. This is a time to celebrate seniors and their many contributions, both economic and in kind, providing an opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the integral part seniors play in communities across British Columbia, said a proclamation signed by Mayor Patrick Johnston. New Westminster Parks and Recreation Senior Services will be supporting Seniors Week through various in-person events, workshops and activities at Century House. Celebrating seniors, a group of folks from Century House were in attendance for the Seniors Week proclamation in Council Chambers on Monaday, May 29. It is received with great appreciation, said Joy St. John, president of the Century House Association, St. John said Seniors Week is one week out of the year where BC seniors are recognized, but they should be recognized year-round for their contributions and accomplishments. She noted seniors contribute to the wealth of the city, not just monetarily but as volunteers in many facets of city life. The first of its kind located in Moody Park, Century House provides a wide range of programs and services to adults aged 50 and up. 65 years ago, on July 23, 1958, a very major accomplishment happened here in New Westminster. The opening of the very first seniors center in Canada, Century House, located in Moody Park, St. John told Council. It was a group of very determined seniors who saw the need back in 1956 that New Westminster needed a place where the seniors of this city could gather to enjoy each other's company, play sports, enjoy card games and dance. St. John said Century House provides an environment for older adults that fosters positive self-worth, acceptance by others, belonging, recognition, contribution and achievement. Seniors, said St. John, are making a difference in the community in many ways, including advocating for improvements for long-term care. She said it's important that the city of New Westminster take a keen interest in its aging population throughout the year, not just during Seniors Week. The city's aging population of New Westminster has such diverse interests and needs that the city should constantly be reaching out to their senior groups within the city, gathering information about the ever-changing needs of the senior community, she said. Seniors Week activities. In the lead-up to Seniors Week, Century House hosted the return of its annual bazaar on Saturday, June 3. A number of special events are taking place at Century House during Seniors Week. You can find details and registration links to these events at www.tinyurl.com/newseniorsweek2023.seniors in the city. Getting engaged, your community, your city. Tuesday, June 6, 1 to 2:30 p.m. Count. Ruby Campbell and Jennifer Miller, the city's manager of public engagement, will explore how people can engage with the city. The free session includes information about Be Heard New West, the interactive, online space where community members can learn about a variety of city projects and share their feedback and ideas. The Time Machine, with Susie Francis and the Versatiles, Wednesday, June 7, 7 to 8:30 p.m. This group of senior performers will take you from 1900 to 1980 with music, laughter and song. It's $8 for Century House members and $10 for non-members. The registration deadline is Monday, June 5 or when capacity is reached. Script, Internet, Email Scam Prevention Workshop. Wednesday, June 7, 1 to 2:30 p.m. Attend this free interactive workshop and learn about Script, Internet, Email Scam Prevention. Script is an acronym that will help folks in navigating unclear and suspicious online encounters. Music in the Lounge. Thursday, June 8, 2 to 3:30 p.m. Ranj Singh is returning to Century House to perform a wide range of music, where Eastern rhythms and melodies meet Western folk music to create Indo-Canadian folk music. Coffee, tea and treats will be provided at this free event. Dental Hygiene and Oral Health Workshop. Friday, June 9, 10:15 to 11 a.m. with older persons being at risk of chronic diseases of the mouth, including dental infections, such as dry mouth, denture stomatitis, periodontitis, tooth loss, oral candidiasis and oral cancer. Attendees of this workshop will learn about the most common oral conditions that impact seniors and how to prevent them. You can register for these programs online, at the front desk of Century House or by calling Century House at 604-519-1066. Year-round, Century House offers a wide variety of programs and services to older adults in New West. Visit www.centuryhouseassociation.com. Teresa McManus at newwestrecord.ca.